Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is making changes at the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Moving forward, the governor says John Connolly will serve as the temporary commissioner of DHS, with Shireen Gandhi now moving to deputy commissioner. This is a reversal of positions, and it happened on the day before Gandhi was to have confirmation hearings. Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth responded by saying, quote, recycling the same failed staff will not root out fraud, only wholesale change will. The father of Annunciation School shooting victim Harper Moisky is celebrating the Senate passage of a comprehensive gun violence prevention package. Mike Moisky joined Democratic lawmakers after the vote Monday.
I'm really optimistic for what's to come next. I think we're making progress. And most of all, not only am I and our community really, really proud of the work that was done today and what we pushed through. More importantly, I think all of our kids should be very proud of what we did today.
Moisky's 10-year-old daughter and 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel were killed in the Annunciation shooting last August. The legislation faces a tougher battle in the Minnesota House. The Animal Humane Society is bringing beagles from a controversial breeding facility in Wisconsin to Minnesota. AHS spokeswoman Sarah Bomani says the remaining dogs are being released next week by Ridgeland Farms.
So Animal Humane Society is going to be receiving 50 beagles. 15 of those dogs will be transferred to our partners at Tri-County Humane Society and Rough Start Rescue.
And authorities in northern Minnesota are investigating a shooting that injured an Itasca County Sheriff's deputy. Deputies were responding to a call in Max Township Monday when there was a shooting. The deputy shot was taken to the hospital, but there's no word on the extent of their injuries. The Minnesota Timberwolves topped the Spurs 104-102 in San Antonio last night to steal Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals. Anthony Edwards returned from a knee injury and scored 18 points in 25 minutes.
You start on the road, everybody got on pink, blue, and whatever the color shirts there is, chanting, go Spurs, go, and doing all that. And, you know, I'm with Minnesota. Like, I got Minnesota back at all times. So I'm out there with my brothers, and we're going to war.
Julius Randle led Minnesota with 21 points, and Jaden McDaniels and Terrence Shannon both scored 16. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Texas. And the Minnesota Wild and Colorado Avalanche play Game 2 of their best-of-7 playoff series tonight in Denver. Colorado took Game 1 on Sunday night 9-6. Wild goaltender Jesper Wallstedt gave up 8 goals on 42 shots. Wild coach John Hines hasn't said who will start in the net tonight. This is MNN.